Human Rights Watch investigated 6 drone strikes in Yemen since 2009 and concluded that at least 57 civilians were killed in those attacks. The group's counterterrorism researcher, Letta Taylor, says in some cases, these targeted killings violated international law.
2 of the 6 cases that we examine in my report show that the U.S. indiscriminately killed civilians. This is a clear violation of international law.
The report asserts that drone strikes also violated the standards President Obama set to justify these attacks, that they respond to an imminent threat to the U.S., there's no hope of capturing the targeted terrorists, and there's near certainty that civilians will not be harmed. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says there is a wide gap between these new reports and U.S. casualty assessments.
To the extent these reports claim that the U.S. has acted contrary to international law, we would strongly disagree. The administration has repeatedly emphasized the extraordinary care that we take to make sure counterterrorism actions are in accordance with all applicable law.
Amnesty International investigated 9 U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan and found evidence that more than 30 civilians were killed in 4 of the strikes. A recent UN report estimates 400 civilians were killed by drone strikes in Pakistan over the last decade. Most drone strikes occur in remote areas, making independent assessments difficult, and the U.S. government rarely acknowledges its role in individual strikes. Amnesty's International Noreen Shaw is calling for official public investigations into past drone strikes.
We're asking President Obama to come clean about who the U.S. government is killing, not just to make a pledge of transparency or make a promise that things are going right, but to say who has been killed, how many people have been killed, and what the legal and factual justification for these killings was.
The groups are also calling for more congressional oversight of the CIA and Defense Department and reparations for innocent victims of U.S. drone strikes. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.